It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, coming up in the 10 o'clock hour tonight, the worst, Elizabeth Gomez and Jen Bosworth are going to be here, and we're going to play the game show that is just sweeping the nation, which is where we complain about the worst things in our society for prizes. And there's great prizes tonight. We got tickets to Tom Jones. How great is that, right? What's that's, to me, it's just always blows my mind what the prize department can come up with. 312-981-7200. We'll play that game at 10 o'clock. You know it will. Right now, though, this is exciting. The film festival at the Neofuturarium is back for its 11th run. It's called It Came from the Neofuturarium 11, Rise of the Neofuturarium.
Speaking of worst.
It's a one-night-only staged reading of the worst films of the 20th century. It's created and curated by longtime Neofuturist Rachel Claff. And this Thursday, the offering is going to be Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
Yay!
A Halloween movie without Michael Myers. That's great. It's the only one. Directed by Josh Zagorin and his company, Wild Claw Theater. And Rachel and Josh are here. Good to see you guys. Thanks
hey,
for coming
see
in.
You.
What's going on?
So let's talk about this. You know, I love this festival. This is one of my favorite festivals in Chicago. It always has been. But the it came from the near future. Why is it back? I thought it was gone.
Yes, so did we. mostly, I think it's back because people were really persistent. I mean, it was amazing. Whenever you talk about it, inevitably the conversation, no matter who it is, if it's someone who's seen it, if it's a new person, will drift to, oh, you know what we should do? We should do this movie. And it just goes on and on and on. So I think part of it was that there is A, a never-ending supply of movies,
right,
and B, the fact that the audiences, I think, are amazing. They are so rabid and so excited, and they all have their personal...
It's been a summer festival for years. I mean, you took the hiatus, but it's a difficult thing to put together.
Oh,
I mean, you have
to
choose the movies. You have to, I mean, if you're actually, we'll talk to Josh about, but the production that goes into taking a bad movie to stage, a lot harder than you think it would be. It's really funny to come up with a movie to do, a lot tougher to actually do it. But there's a lot of difficulty that comes into putting on a festival like this.
It is. And you know, for something so casual looking, it definitely, you're right, it really does take a lot of effort. It's always a fun process, but to make it look effortless, it's kind of a big deal.
Well, let's go back 14 years or what,
2002.
So what made you bring this idea forward?
The idea came from a conversation with David Kadesky, who is another neo-futurist from years past. We talked about, just casually, we talked about doing a staged reading of the movie Caged, which is a Susan Hayward old women in prison film. Really beautiful film. And we were actually sort of talking about how it reads like, or it could read like a radio play, because it is very heavily sound influenced. And I mean, we'll talk about this, but you know, the idea of doing live sound on stage is really great. And we actually never did that film, but it inspired the idea of bringing a whole slate of films. And so that summer of 2002, I proposed it. And our first summer, we kicked off with Devil Girl from Mars from 1950s.
I remember that. I mentioned at the top of the show that was that summer. I was involved in that.
Yes, so you were.
I had no idea what we were getting into.
Yep,
it was just sort of an idea that we're like, oh, they're doing this cool thing. Do you have any bad movies you want to do? But anyway,
yes,
so I remember seeing the Devil Mars.
Yeah, that
show.
Was our very first. Yeah, it was right. Edward Thomas Herrera directed it. And I just remember, you know, we put it together and we thought, well, this will be fun. And I put the budget together and I budgeted for, I don't know, maybe 25 people to come through and to make about $100. And, you know, we were all great. And we get to opening night, and I will never forget this. Standing backstage, we're waiting, and it's, the film starts at 8. 8 o'clock comes and goes. 8:05 comes and goes. 8:10 comes and goes. And I'm looking for the stage manager going, what's happening?
Right.
And finally, I just sort of peek my head out the door, and there's this line of people just down the stairs. I was like, oh, okay. And we're so, you know, we
better get serious about this.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, all right. And we get on, we're backstage waiting, and I sort of peek my head out, and there's, you know, the place is full. And one of the cast members turned to me and said, well, they're either going to love it or we're going to die. Yeah, we just didn't know. I mean, we were so, I won't say we were unprepared, but we were.
Well, it was a stage reading at the end of the
reading.
Day.
We and just threw it together. And
like
yeah.
you said, it's presented in a casual way.
Yeah.
I mean, but there's a lot you can do with it.
Yeah.
But you're right in the sense that it does feel like this is just going to be fun. Let's have some fun.
Yeah. And at first we were really flying by the seat of our pants. But, you know, that first one we did, every prop was a kitchen implement. So the spaceship was a salad spinner. The ray gun was an egg beater. I mean, it was super fun. But the minute we walked out on stage, we just knew. Everybody just went up in arms, and we thought, okay, we've got something. And we just kept doing it.
Well,
so great.
Let's bring Josh in. Josh, you,
hey.
I mean, you guys, Wildclaw has done this kind of thing with horror scripts before.
We've done some B-movies in the past. I think it was like 3 years ago we did Troll 2. Same exact scenario. We were like, that'd be fun. And I had just watched Best Worst Movie, which is an awesome documentary about that movie. And Randall Colburn is in it, and he's a buddy of mine and of everyone in Chicago. He's just like Mr. Cool. And he's in the documentary, and I was like, I think this would be fun for us to do, because at Wildclaw we do horror theater, and, you know, within that that genre, there's always the dark little secrets that we're like, well, let's not talk about Leviathan. And I'm like, no, let's do that. Because everybody I know that loves horror always remembers when they were kids walking through the old video stores, and they remember the movies by the covers of the cassette tapes, right? Like Ghoulies. Everybody remembers the cover of Ghoulies.
Right.
And so I'm like, all right, well, then let's show some love to the B-movie genre. Let's show to the cult movies. So we did Troll 2, and same deal. It was just like, no one's going to come to this. It'll be fun. It'll be a good time. We rehearsed it for a couple of nights, and then it was packed.
Yeah.
And no one left. And we did the entire movie.
You're playing off the idea, and a lot of these films are cult films.
Oh,
a lot
yeah.
of these, the B films that you're talking about, have already a rabid following. So they want to see they want to enjoy the experience, but they also want to see what you do with it.
And I think Troll 2 especially, because there is a full-on like traveling circus cult devoted to this movie that does readings in other cities, and they have these meetings, and it's a therapy thing. Watch this documentary. Changed everything.
It's wonderful.
But then we did Leprechaun this year for St. Patrick's Day, because we'd never done a St. Patrick's Day salon before. And usually when we do our little salons for people, it's more fun, more lighthearted. We kind of cut loose. And we're like, okay, we can have fun. We're not going to really try to freak you out. And then, kind of got wind of this and sort of said, well, I mean,
this kind of works.
Here's one. Well, I think I sent three ideas out, and Halloween 3 got picked. And I was like, oh, Halloween 3, huh?
Oh.
Okay, let's see where this goes.
Josh Segoran and Rachel Claff in studio. We'll take a quick break here. We're talking about it came from the Neo-Futurarium 11, Rise of the Neo-Futurarium. It's a one-night-only staged reading series of the worst films of the 20th century. It is on stage Thursday nights
at
the Neo-Futurarium at 8 o'clock. It's running till August 18th. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Josh and Rachel. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. We're talking about It Came from the Neo-Futurarium 11, Rise of the Neo-Futurarium.
I'm sorry to make you keep saying that over
it's a lot.
Over.
It's a lot. One night.
We just shorten it to the Film Fest. We
the
just
film
call
fest.
It the Film Fest.
It's the Film Fest. Yeah. One night only stage readings of the worst films of the 20th century. In studio with me, the longtime creator and curator, Rachel Claff, and also Josh Segoran, who his company, Wildclaw, is doing Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
It's
you know
all
what?
True.
Halloween
all
movie
true.
Without Michael Myers. I'm going to read some of the ones that you've done in the past. But are you a fan, Rachel? I mean, were you a fan of these sort of the concept of the best worst movie?
I was. What I really liked is the movies that took themselves really seriously at the time. And when I say that, it's serious for a lot of different reasons. They can be. They thought they were really saying something meaningful, or they thought they were really going to be mm-hmm. awesome, mm-hmm. or they were even the ones that were big blockbusters that then you look back at and go, why? what was that? And also movies that we get a lot of submissions of people who fell in love with movies as a kid, mm-hmm. and then, you know, 20, 30 years later, watch they watch it. And go, oh, no. And those are always really fun because they're always personal
right,
to
right.
the directors.
That's I feel like, why we did Up the Creek.
Oh,
the
totally.
Same thing
yeah.
where you're like, that was such a movie, and our kids were like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Rafting. Rafting. And there was like a race between
life
the jocks
jackets.
And the military guys and the cool guys and wasn't that great. Okay, so what's the process like for curating these movies? I mean, how many submissions are you getting, and what are the ones that you're what's likely to win out in Rachel's mind?
It depends on the year. Obviously, our 10-year anniversary, I think we had 25 submissions, which is the most we've ever had. We try to keep it sort of tight in terms of who we ask to submit. We've never really opened it out to the general public.
Ah, interesting.
Mostly because it's just a small festival, but we've gotten bigger over the years of people that we ask. But the things that are most likely to get in are exactly what I was saying, which the things that you just know had some import to somebody at the time.
Oh yeah.
And were dead awesome. Serious. The movies that we don't usually pick are things like Z grade movies that already knew they were bad.
Oh, interesting.
You know,
okay.
just the ones that you know, sort of.
Right, they were made to be bad.
Exactly.
You mean
right.
like Sharks in Venice?
Yeah, exactly.
With one of
right.
the Baldwins. Oh
right.
yes.
So you're not going to do movies that have already sort of been campy on purpose.
Exactly. Unless, like, and well, I'm going to go back on that and say, unless it has some kind of a really great spin. I'm thinking of when we did Tremors.
Right.
That's a movie that fine line. I think it knew it was a campy movie. People love that movie. But the House Theater did it edited for television. So they did this beautiful thing great. With these two onstage yeah, censors
so,
who
so creative.
Gave
yeah.
increasingly more and more ridiculous stand-in words for curse words. It
well,
let me
read some of the years here, the movies that have been produced. And 312-981-7200. Call or text, and if you hear or you're thinking about this and you have a best worst movie that you think that the Near Futurarium, it came from the Near Futurarium, should do, we'll talk about it. All right. Devil Girl from Mars, we talked about that.
Yep.
Ciao Silencio, which is a silent film.
Yep. It was three
couple,
silent
yeah,
films.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Up
really?
The Creek, we talked
yeah.
about.
That was
Django,
our first year.
Which was 1966.
Oh, the original
by Greg.
One.
The yeah. original.
The original, original.
These yep. are my, here's your 2003 is a gold. The Care Bears movie.
One of my absolute favorites. One
that's,
of my absolute
that's
favorites.
So good. Devil Dog, The Hound of Hell.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
With a real dog.
Tormented, 1960. Backstreet, 1961. Fantastic Voyage, that's great.
Yep.
1966. Tron.
That was
one
that
of the
was
worst and best
contentious.
Ever.
Yeah, people were
people
and
mad.
Fantastic Voyage. They people argued with us about
they did?
It. Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, sure.
Why? They I just said
that.
They're not bad?
Yeah, they say they're not bad. Which, you know, fine. That's fine. Come see it, judge for yourself.
I don't know. I think they're both
listen
bad.
To the script without what's all the fancy life? Stuff and the light cycles and then we'll talk.
2004 brought us Newsies.
Yeah.
That's great. Susan Slade, 1961. Demetrius and the Gladiators, 1954.
Yeah.
Scream of the Butterfly, Red
wow.
Dawn.
Red Dawn.
Way
I
to go,
that
Phil.
That was contentious.
It was.
Red Dawn.
Also contentious.
I'm with Phil on that one. That's a great, that's a terrible movie.
It's a nostalgia
movie.
It's a great,
movie.
Terrible,
it's terrible
movie.
It's a great, yeah. terrible movie. There's yeah. a scene in it where, and I, you know, I saw it, remember seeing it and kind of being freaked out about it because I was a kid.
Sure.
But I watched it with my dad and I remember him saying, yeah, there you go. Like they went into the store before they go to the mountains and they just got as much as they could, like Campbell's soup and everything out
yep.
the thing. And
yep.
I remember my dad chuckling going, yeah, no, get all the soup.
Get all the soup.
Like he's like, I can open
that's
that soup.
Secret.
Like he nailed it. Like he's like, this is total bogus. And I'm like, what are you talking about, Dad? The Russians are coming. So I think he understood. This is perfect for him.
Soup.
Exactly. Break-In, 1984. That's great.
Yep.
What a
wow,
great.
That's a canon
yeah.
film.
Yep.
A lot of
oh, yeah, sure. A lot of canon films. Yep.
Oh, Death Wish 3. Is that a Charles Bronson movie?
That was a Charles
oh,
Bronson.
Man.
We gave everyone in the audience plastic ponchos because we filled squirt guns with fake blood
nice.
And destroyed the theater.
Gross.
We got a double feature, Zontar and The Thing from Venus.
That was another dog
and love,
featuring
and the love
a dog.
Feature, yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Cindy Goes to a Party and other shorts. Tremors, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Where Love Has Gone. Sorority Girl. Single White Female.
That was
another
one of
good
my
one.
Favorites.
That's a good one too. Phil's on. He's on fire. Phil Ritterelli. Yeah. He's on
that
fire
was a
with
three.
These are all Phils.
Yeah.
Genius.
That was a three-hander between me, Jay Torrance, and Luke Hatton, and we did. We played all the characters. I think Bob Stockfish was also in it. It was one of my absolute favorites because the script is so dreadful, mm-hmm. and you can really just dig right into it. So good.
There's such good stuff. Xanadu's here. Dream Quest, 2000.
Oh,
that,
wow.
Well, you know what that is, right?
What is that?
That's a porn.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, Jenna Jameson.
That's a Jenna Jameson porn. I am not ashamed to admit that I knew what that was.
I did not know what that was. Okay. But it sounds like it was wonderful.
It was pretty amazing.
Masters of the Universe. Yep. Great. There's such good Coyote Ugly. That's great.
Yep.
Then dancing up on the bar kind of thing, right?
Yikes.
Yep.
Such great stuff here. Cool as Ice. Which is
with starring Dina Walters as Vanilla Ice.
Really?
Yes,
oh.
And we did an interview with him. He happened to be in town while we were doing it. And
you met
so
Mr. Van Winkle?
We didn't. Dina did a phone interview with him through The Onion, and it was one for the ages as he slowly realized what we intended to do.
He's not a big fan of being mocked.
No.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
No. And he handled, to be fair, he handled himself with great professionalism.
And to be fair, that movie is perfect for It Came from the Neo-Futurarian. Yeah. If you watch that movie at all, you're like, this is performance art.
It really is so odd.
It's not really a movie.
It's
so much
so
a statement.
Odd.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a lot of geometric shapes, and I'm not joking.
Oh,
and
my God.
It's like a weird
like Pee-wee's Playhouse meets James Dean. It's so odd.
And you just wonder if any of the... Like, any of the people involved thought it was going
to
be campy.
They
had to,
I
right?
Don't, yeah, well,
Michael Gross is in it, and he's the dad.
These people definitely
like,
did.
This is fun, right?
Yeah.
We're having fun.
I think the only person who might not have is Rob himself.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But it is so great.
Well, 312-981-7200. There's some suggestions that are coming in.
Nice.
Oh, good.
Let's see what we got here. 331 says Fargo, but that was a really good movie.
Oh, that's
are
a
we
good
allowed
movie.
To debate these at
yeah.
all?
Yeah, yeah, that's what we're going
to
do
I
here.
I have things to say.
All right, here we go. I got a lot, actually, while we were doing this. A ton of people. Okay, so 815 says Night of the Demons.
Oh, ooh. Man, that's Night of the Demons. That's Night of the Creeps is what I'm thinking of. That's the guy that did Monster Squad. But Night of the Demons, that's a solid choice.
Yep, we pitched Monster Squad
were you?
At one point. Yep.
Oh, Monster
yep.
Squad's not
just
a bad
didn't,
movie,
we just
it's
didn't
a perfect
have time
film
to...
from beginning to end with the greatest montage of all time.
I think we've had this discussion, Josh, now.
Yes, we have.
I think we found Radio Gold. I throw it out and
how
you guys
dare
debate. 773 says Snakes on a Plane.
See, I think that's too easy, though.
That's
because
one
that's
the
a
card
campy
it
one.
Already
a
knows. Yeah, I think it already knows it's bad.
But I wouldn't be against seeing anyone do Snakes on a Plane.
No.
As
312 says Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Genius.
Yep.
Applause.
Excellent. Excellent.
Absolutely.
Good choice.
That movie needs to be part of a
really
standard
does.
Zeitgeist, I think.
Yep.
And yes, I used the word Zeitgeist today.
You did.
Leave me be.
847 says The Room, Tommy Wasaw.
Too easy.
Oh,
too
man.
Easy.
Yeah,
easy.
Too easy.
He
well,
knows,
that already,
he knows
that
doing.
Like Troll 2 has its own cult following where they do midnight showings and people do sort of a Rocky Horror where they talk along with
you.
You, can't really
you might
do
as well
that.
Just
yeah.
email Wasso and be like, can we just show your movie? And I be like, yeah, man, I'll be there tomorrow, man.
That's a really good Tommy Wasso.
I
like this one.
Be his best friend.
319 says Starship Troopers.
See, okay, Starship Troopers has a weird,
it's a weird
thing because people are like, well, this is a B-movie, but it's not.
It's not.
It's not. It's a blockbuster movie, right?
But it's supposed to be a huge anti-war protest. Like, that whole movie was designed to be like this, look what war does to people. And like, if you listen to the, because he's the guy that did Basic Instinct.
Right.
And if you listen to his audio commentary about it, you feel really bad about laughing at this movie. You're like, oh, you were,
yeah.
Oh, well, this is brilliant.
Doesn't that work in the sense
it does. I think it actually does work, yeah.
And that movie has some dialogue in it where you're
magic
like, what
lines.
Is happening?
Yeah. I mean, at one point, Michael Ironside turns to the camera and says, they sucked his brains out with such conviction that you're like, yes, they did.
I believe it.
There's some great ones coming in here. This is good stuff. I think next time you do this, you should do submissions from the Download Nation here.
I think
Genius.
So.
We've got 312 says Mannequin.
We've discussed it. I think would love
fair.
To do it. I would either love to do that or the Mannequin knockoff with Tyra Banks and Lindsay Lohan, which is Larger
too.
Than Life, I believe that's called.
Yeah.
Or Mannequin 2.
Or Mannequin 2,
oh,
which
love,
is just
I
off
love
the
all
chain.
These. 312's got a great one. New Jack City. Have you watched that lately?
Yeah,
that's pretty bad.
Does it hold up? No.
It doesn't stand up. I mean, people who are really into New Jack City, and I was as a kid, but they may say otherwise. But you watch it, you're like, all right.
Yeah. See, people
like,
say that just
for what Wesley Snipes is wearing throughout the movie. You're like, come on.
Oh no, that needs to come back. We need to go back to that.
Yeah.
Just for the vision of
anything,
the future.
A lot of things with Wesley Snipes could. We've talked about Demolition Man possibly at some point because. Who doesn't want that to happen?
I will defend that movie till my dying day.
Josh is just not going to let us do any of these.
The last of the great action films.
There's some great submissions. Keep them coming. 312-981-7200. In studio with me tonight, Rachel Claff and Josh Zagorin. Josh is directing Halloween 3, Season of the Witch from 1982, the Halloween movie without Michael Myers. His company, Wildclaw Theater, is going to put that on stage this Thursday night as part of the It Came from the Neo-Futurarium 11. Rise of the Neo-Futurarium, readings of the worst film of the 20th century. Let's take a quick break. We'll get the news. We'll come back. We'll read some more of these and talk more about the best worst movies that we know. Stay with us. There's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. With me in studio, Rachel Claff and Josh Zagorin. It came from the Neo-Futurarium 11, Rise of the Neo-Futurarium, the one-night-only stage reading of the worst films of the 20th century. It's a series every Thursday night through August 18th at the Neo-Futurarium in Andersonville on Ashland and Foster. Rachel and Josh in studio this Thursday, if you go check out Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, the 1982 classic, the only Halloween movie without Michael Myers.
Yeah. Hmm. Although he may make an appearance.
I can say that without a doubt that he will make an appearance in this one.
All right, we're going to give it away.
I mentioned, all the people keep texting, great stuff, 312-981-7200. We'll go over all of it here. But the process of actually picking the stuff, like we were doing on the text, we're laughing, the Starship Troopers would be great.
Yeah.
But the actual execution of it is a different story because, yes, it's a stage reading, but there is some expectation of performance.
Yeah, absolutely. When I started it, we had some really simple rules, but I think it's hard to keep people following them, which is, this is a staged reading. We wanted people to really stay still, don't block a lot of stuff. We gave people a very, very small budget and said, keep it this way. And, over the years, it's gotten bigger and bigger and people get more ambitious. And even when we tell them, don't spend your own money, they spend their own money. And, the fog machine comes out and all that. But but it's still, I really like it when they're really, really minimal because I think it really brings out the creativity in people. And when you're trying to stage, especially action sequences, things that are really visual, because that's, a film, that's some of the greatest stuff. You can make even the worst film great with amazing visuals. So when you take those away, what do you do on stage to give the audience a satisfying rendition?
It really is almost a practice in just bare bones theater.
Yeah.
A stage reading, but at the same time, you really do have to play to the campiness of this.
Yeah.
Josh, for you, for Halloween 3, I don't want you to give away your secrets.
You can say it.
I don't want you to give away your secrets.
This is all no spoilers.
But, you're in the process right now. Take us through the process of getting Halloween 3 to stage.
Well, first you have to look deep within yourself to find the stem that you can wind to make this play. It was a joke that we were laughing. Wouldn't it be fun if we did? I think we had a bunch of movies that we thought we would do. Because we've done this before because we like to celebrate all aspects of horror, and one of my favorite things is the B movie section at the VHS store back in the day, and that by that I mean 10 years ago. But we were talking about what movies could we do this year or next year, and I think the winner we wanted to do was Prom Night.
Oh yeah,
with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then that turned into a Halloween discussion, which became we should do Halloween 3. And literally every time we said that, we'd be like, "You mean the one that Michael Myers isn't in?" Because he's not in Halloween 3. So we decided that would be the one to do. And then Ellie Maitland, who is our Foley expert and director of outreach in Wildclaw, but she's also the one that always goes deep down into the dregs and writes the screenplay.
Wow, see, that's the hard part, man.
And she adds commentary, and she's brave. I mean, she goes to places you're not, I don't think you're supposed to go to. But having watched the movie three times, I can see.
And then is it just a straight up rehearsal casting kind of process? But for you, are you putting in bits and stuff that like?
Yeah, the conceit that we're doing, and this is not a spoiler for the production, this is I think more the reason why you should come see this particular production of it, is that it's narrated by Michael Myers, who has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder because he's not in this movie. And so he is taking you through it. He's doing the stage directions and kind of telling you what's happening on screen. And then
that's
we've got
great.
A cast of seven actors playing all the different characters. And we treat it because at Wild Cloud we do Deathscribe every year, which is radio horror plays that we do live with live Foley and stuff. And we're treating it like one of those. So we have a Foley table. We're treating it like an evening at the theater, like the radio theater in the 30s. So it's like suits and ties and we're going to take it very seriously. And then when you start to hear what we're doing, you kind of get, oh, wait. And yeah, we're like, oh, no, we know.
Yeah,
don't
and it's
worry.
A one and it's
don't
a one night show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not something that you can correct what went wrong. You got to do it the next night. I mean, there really is this beauty in the idea of it being one night.
Yeah,
that
we
you
have a
on stage.
And we have a rule every time we do this is that we can do all the jokes we want around the movie. But when it comes to scenes from the movie, it's verbatim. We can't change anything. So
that's exactly
see,
what yeah. I'm so glad to hear you say that, because that's exactly what we ask for.
No.
You know, with the neo-futurists, the tradition, obviously, with the neos is that we are ourselves. We're not, there's not a lot of artifice to what we do. So it's a really good fit in that, you know, you're above and beyond anything else, you're obviously reading straight from the script.
Right.
And there's always been so many moments where I will watch the crowd while this is happening and they will turn to each other and go, is that the line?
Is that the
is
real
that
line?
Real? Because there's
that's
always
when you know you got a good one.
Something
yeah.
that you
yeah.
go, what?
I'm a big fan of this. We do this every time we do one of these B movies. There's always a scene in one of these movies where somebody repeats a line like 1,000 times.
Yes.
Like somebody will yell, stop it, or enough, yeah. enough, or no.
Yeah.
And will physically count out how many times, and they can't. You know, yeah. they can't shy away from it. And you'll see actors being like, no. And I'm like, no. You hit every single one of those because this is gold. You treat
oh,
this
man.
Like Shakespeare.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. 312-981-7200. Let's get to some more of these movies. 773
so
says any Porky's movie.
Yeah.
Can you do that? I don't think they're allowed to do that on stage just in general anymore.
I don't know. I
think
would
it's
really,
against the law
I would actually
now
really like
Porky's.
To see it. That's one of the things we haven't done is one of, well,
like
except
the,
for Up the Creek. We really haven't done one of those real raunchy 80s.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I would.
That's probably the because some of the sequels were dumb. Dumber
oh, yeah.
than
some
the original.
Some of the sequels were dumb. It was a cavalcade of insanely dumb stuff.
Yep.
But magical. And that's like a tradition in my family is we'll sit down and we'll do Trading Places, at least one of the Porky's movies. Like, that's a Thanksgiving tradition. So I'm speaking out of total love for these raunchy movies.
224 says, how about Flight of the Navigator, Night of the Lepus?
Night
of the Lepus and
we
Flight of the Navigator are two different movies.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Night of the Lepus we did in 2011.
All right,
and
great.
That is a beautiful movie about killer rabbits from the 1970s.
DeForest Kelly
is in that movie, yes.
All right.
But
Flight
I
of
would
the Navigator,
say,
yeah.
hold off on Flight of the Navigator, because that might hurt my soul a little bit.
Josh really likes everything. This is what we're learning.
I kind of like where this one is going. 847. I'm not sure. I mean, this movie maybe works in, but I like the idea. Castaway.
Oh, wow. Oh, that would be really amazing.
I support that fully.
That could be excruciating.
I think it's done, and I think it's done by a solo
it's
performance
a,
yeah,
artist.
Oh, definitely.
It's a one-person show.
It's a one-person show who's got genius. History in solo performance.
That would be fascinating.
Yep, I'm in.
Because that,
Wilson,
I bet,
but like as an interpreter.
Because I bet that doesn't hold up really. I mean,
I'm
it's
sure.
not that old, but it's. I don't
Castaway?
Think it would.
I don't know how dated Castaway is.
I mean, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, right.
I don't think it's going to hold up.
But just the concept of a one person on stage doing a stage reading is
I
pretty
love that
fun.
Idea.
That would be great.
224 says The Last Starfighter.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
331 says Tarzan from 1981.
Is that
yes.
Tarzan
the Ape Man?
Yep.
Oh, Tarzan the Ape Man. I'm thinking of Hercules in New York. Never mind.
Yep.
Also Hercules in New York.
815 says The Stuff. Is that,
oh,
I don't know
wow.
what that is.
Ooh,
yeah. Okay.
These
are
great.
I may steal that.
I
may steal that for
stuff.
Next year.
Yeah.
708 says Glenn or Glenda, 1954.
Glenn or Glenda.
Too campy, though.
It is camp. It is super campy.
Oh,
yeah, that one's campy, but it's
1954,
a great
one. Robot Monster, another one that I don't know that one.
Is that the one with the television with the ape body? Is that the one
know.
I'm thinking of?
And if
it is,
let
us know.
708 also says Ishtar.
Oh, yeah.
That's too hard.
Good
luck.
It's huge.
That movie is 7 hours long.
It really is. Although we did Ten Commandments with an intermission.
Oh,
so
really?
Yeah. Huh?
That's great. I wish I'd
yep.
seen that.
Super good.
815 says Amazing Woman from the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds right.
630 says SLC Punk. I don't know
oh,
what that is.
SLC
Man,
Punk.
That is a,
that's
a
deep
cut.
Cut.
Nice.
That's a good one. Is that Matthew Lillard
that's
in
Matthew
that movie?
Lillard. Yeah, that's blue yeah. hair and all that
yep.
stuff.
SLC Punk.
I love it. Wow. I love yeah. it. This of could be. We may have a new segment here. You may have to just continue
just come in and talk.
And all we do is three.
This is exactly what I was saying, Justin. Like, literally, this happens every time. People start going, oh, you know what? Oh, this one.
Oh, man.
Listen, I know gold radio when I hear it. This is gold. All right, 312, Romeo is bleeding.
Oh.
You can see all the boom mics in it. It's hilarious.
I like that that's the caveat.
Yeah.
You can see boom mics. It's a dark movie.
Oh, but man. Yes. There are so many. The Download Nation is responding. I've got 50 in the last 2 minutes here.
Everybody come see the show on Thursday and yell it out.
Yeah.
We also have a Facebook page. They can like our Facebook page.
All right. So you check the Facebook page. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and finish these off. I feel like I would be a jerk if I did not give everybody their
sound
their time here.
No,
312,
this is giving us ideas.
Yeah, 981-7200. We're talking about it came from the Neo Futurarium 11, Rise of the Neo Futurarium, stage reading of the worst movies ever filmed. It runs Thursday nights at the Neo Futurarium to August 18th. This Thursday, Halloween 3.
That's right.
Josh Sigourin, Rachel Clav in studio with me. Stay with us. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Rachel Claff and Josh Sigourin in studio with. We're talking about the It Came from the Neo Futurarium 11, Rise of the Neo Futurarium, the one night only stage readings of the worst films of the 20th century. You got to go on Thursday to see Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, 1982.
Can't get through that without laughing.
I can't, man. I see all the Roman numerals. I'm like,
Myers.
Oh, yeah,
negative
that's great.
Negative amounts of Mike Myers.
Zero Mike Myers.
All right, so let's go back to the 312-981-7200. Let's go back to some of these texts. There's a lot in, so we'll just go through them. 630, 50 Shades of Grey.
Ooh.
I've never seen this movie. I don't know.
Here's the thing. We say worst films of the 20th century on purpose because we don't
We don't do anything after 2000.
We try not to. We've done a few, but we try not to.
Why? We're going to have to change that. We're already 16 years into
I feel like somehow, maybe this is just me and my, being an artistic snob, but I feel like a lot of the stuff that gets proposed post 2000 is a little too easy because people, for me, the nostalgia factor is big. And I also really like to mix it up. I think it's really important to have at least one or two films on the roster from every decade.
Yeah.
And I always love it when people propose stuff from the 40s and the 50s because you don't see a lot of it. And some of it is just gold. It's beautiful stuff.
I haven't seen 50 Shades.
Right. I got to have something.
We found the line, you guys.
630 says Nightcrawler.
Ooh, Nightcrawler.
I don't know what Nightcrawler is. Jake Gyllenhaal movie, so I guess that wouldn't count.
Yeah,
it's too new.
I was going to say, that's like
that's
last
new.
Year.
That's new. And that's also so disturbing that I don't want to see that live.
No.
But you're not wrong.
I don't even. I'm just reading the text. Okay, 847 says Megaforce starring Barry Bostwick.
What? I'm going to have to look that up.
I don't care what that is. I'm in.
Don't. Anything with the words mega
and force. Barry Bostwick.
And Barry Bostwick.
773 says, I'm going to get you, sucker. Now, that's a camp movie.
That's a
camp comedy,
movie.
Though. That's like a Zucker Brothers take. Yeah. But it's not the Zucker Brothers, but it's a Zucker Brothers
take.
Yeah,
you can't really do those because the joke's already in the movie,
The joke's already built in,
708 says, they believe it's called Children in the Basement or Children in the Attic.
Well, there's flowers in the attic, and there's the people under the stairs. Maybe they're thinking of that one.
Sure.
That's a Wes Craven movie.
This is a double feature, upstairs, downstairs.
Into it. That's
Jen Bosworth, who is on our worst panel, she's in the green room, and she texted, waiting to exhale.
All right, yes. Jen, come in here. I need to give you a hug.
Oh, man.
224 and 815 go with the same. So with the camp kind of thing, they do Mars Attacks and Evil Dead 2. Both of those are campy movies, right?
I think they're fun on their. We don't want to make fun of them because they're already making fun. It's too innocent, right?
847. And I feel like this one has been done or should be done, but it's the original camp, Death Race 2000.
Oh, absolutely.
Ooh.
That is
hands
a
down.
Crazy movie.
Perfect
yeah, that's
for this.
Crazy.
Right? And there's so many characters in it, and the way they die are so spectacularly
like
creative.
Like that and the Warriors, it's just like such an iconic series of
We've
bizarre creatures.
We've messed with
creatures.
The Warriors a few times and just kind of, we're like, it's too, it'd be too hard to do it justice.
Oh, that sounds like a challenge.
224 says Weekend at Bernie's.
Uh-huh.
Do you bite your tongue?
That would be a good one because I like what they're thinking because yeah. there you go with a great stage reading where someone has to play the dead, guy the entire time.
Then do Weekend at Bernie's 2 if you're going to
yeah,
be
exactly.
fair.
Do the sequel. Give the Always go with the sequel.
Speaking of sequels, 706 says Revenge of the Nerds 2. That's
good call.
That's in Florida.
That's as we go down the dark hole that becomes the Revenge of the Nerds canon.
It's really funny because that one always shows up on free movies as I'm trying to find something for my 9-year-old. And I'm always like, oh, this would be good. And I'm like, and it's I think it's the unrated version. So I'm always like, it's not.
It's not. None of
it's
good.
None of it's good.
No.
None of it. Across the board.
None of that's right.
708 says Carrie, which is...
depends on which one.
Which one.
There you go. This is all caps Carrie, so I don't know. If
all caps. Oh, the all caps
Well, then absolutely.
All caps.
630 says it's Pat.
Oh, God.
You leave Julia Sweeney alone.
Any of those SNL movies, though, are... Well, here's the thing. We do have a sect of stuff where we go, yeah, it's bad, but it's also unwatchable bad.
Yes.
Like, you don't even want to sit through it bad, and those are no fun.
Those
the ones
no
you
fun.
Want are the ones that are going to have something redeemable, whether it's just a dreadful script or just... Yeah.
Yeah, it's Pat's supposed to be funny, though. Like, I feel like that does it a disservice. Like, you're like, oh, she was joking, too. Like,
that's true.
It's a joke of a joke.
That's a fine line, because... Yeah. Yeah. Okay, 630 Sleepaway Camp.
Oh, there we go. Now we're
that is
it.
An amazing. I discovered that last year. I don't know how it got. It was not on my radar, and I watched it. The whole thing's on YouTube.
Yeah,
that movie.
It's not even a movie.
It's amazing. And what's James Earl Jones's brother?
I think that's true.
It?
I have to do my Googling.
Yeah.
Get a lot of Googling.
It is amazing.
This is what I do.
And I have to say, for a movie that is pretty dreadful, the last 2 minutes are terrifying.
Yeah, it's freaky.
It is. If I remember, and it's funny because I could not tell you any of the plot points of that movie.
No.
But the emotional feeling of knowing that I saw that and had some effect on me because it has brought
really
me going.
It's really creepy.
Yeah. Like, I had that feeling. Yeah.
It was a bad trip.
Scanners. Some 630 says Scanners.
We were just talking about doing Scanners.
Okay. There you go.
I can see that. I think that's right in the mix, right in the sweet spot.
Joy 708 says The Truman Show.
Oh no! Now it's my turn. You shut your mouth.
Calm down. That movie's a beautiful
flower. Also
says
Bela Lugosi meets a Brooklyn gorilla, 1957.
I agree
with all of that. That's fine.
You've just redeemed yourself. Now you're thinking.
Just done it.
I don't know how you go from Truman Show to Bela Lugosi.
Is that really the title, or is she just describing the movie?
I don't know. I
don't care.
Sounds good.
That's the ape with the computer screen.
Maybe
I kind of like.
That's a thing that happened.
I kind of like Truman Show. I think that's interesting. I'm thinking about how it's staged, like a stage reading of it.
Well, I also think that part of the reason why this works is that you're taking movies.
They got to be bad.
It has to have memorably terrible lines.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's what you're here to see. It's kind of like what you were saying with Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Right.
The audience wants to get involved. With The Truman Show, you don't want to yell over that.
Right.
No, it's a really, I think that's a cool movie.
I say that, and there's somebody at home going, what? And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Well, it's so subjective.
319 says Expendables 2 or 3. I guess that's the newer stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Now, I would defend that movie.
But that would be a good.
I agree with that.
Just the one where he's got to take the thing out of his nose.
Oh, and he has to describe it, and it's Arnold Schwarzenegger talking to Arnold Schwarzenegger, telling him how to pull something out of his face.
So not okay.
And that's a scene that goes on for 20 minutes.
We just did
What's his character's name?
Hi,
Prime. Prime.
His name is Hauser. His Total Recall.
Kane
spoilers. Quaid.
Quaid. Yes.
Hi, Quaid. It's Quaid.
And you're like,
hey, buddy.
Hey, be careful. That's my head too. You're like, oh, you're just having fun now.
That could be a great.
Finished Daylight with Sylvester Stallone
last week.
And what was wonderful was the guy playing Stallone was so dead on that half of the time you couldn't understand a word he was saying. And it didn't really matter.
He broke himself like
He also cracked himself up because he just couldn't pronounce half of the words he was saying. But I feel like a Schwarzenegger film would be the same.
And maybe one of the best. The next one, 815, says Running Man.
Absolutely.
That would be a great
Absolutely.
One. Yep. Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger screaming, "Hey, light bulb, hey, Christmas tree."
Yeah.
That's
or his first
line.
Movie, Hercules in New York.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. That I was confusing for Tarzan.
Yep.
630 says The Birds. 708 says Arena, the ultimate space boxing movie.
I agree with
again,
Arena. Don't
just the title, I'm on board.
847, this is an interesting one, About Last Night.
Wow.
I would love to do that, 847. I would love to.
Isn't that...
Because that's David Mamet, and
oh, yeah, that's
I
Mammoth.
Don't get me started, but yeah.
Two,
talk
three,
about
one.
Not holding up.
Yeah, no, that is, was that
nobody
80s?
Needs, like, to hear that ever. Oof.
They did a remake of it with Kevin Hart.
They sure did.
Okay, keep going. I'm going to go fast because I only got a couple minutes here. Yeah, 2-3-1 says Can't Stop the Music, starring the Village People.
Yes.
Sure, absolutely.
We did The Apple. We threatened to do Can't Stop
Apple.
The Music.
I can't believe I missed that.
That was a beautiful full-on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
708 says Howard the Duck.
Absolutely.
Oh, God,
hands
yes.
down
That's
forever.
Yes.
Always
yes.
forever.
Yes.
100%.
312 says Solar Babies.
We did it.
So Solar Babies. There's a How Did This Get Made episode about that.
Yes, there is.
Where they interview Mel Brooks, and I challenge everyone to find that episode because it's the most marvelous,
wonderful,
joyous story you'll ever hear. Is Mel Brooks talking about making Solar Babies over the phone, yeah, like a crazy man in a house,
yep,
like by himself.
All I remember of Solar Babies, Dad's Garage from Atlanta came up to do it, and they were all on roller skates, and none of them could roller skate.
Oh, well, they can't in the movie, yeah.
No, and they, just to get on stage, took them about 5 minutes. It was amazing. They all had to sort of do a little train.
706 says Mac and Me.
That's Ooh, worse. Yes.
708 said it was Flowers in the Attic. You're right.
Okay, yep. Cool.
Mac and Me, yes.
708 says The Warrior and the Sorceress, David Carradine.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I have that on Laserdisc
These
in my parents'
good.
House.
I know.
These are really good.
It just is nonstop.
This could be all day.
Yeah.
The Princess Bride, but that's campy.
How dare you?
Let love in, man or woman.
312 says a trilogy
you?
Of terror.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yep.
Good choice.
Yeah. Phantasm 630.
Mm-hmm.
First one. Go second or third on that one. First one's a classic.
Yeah, you kind of always go with the sequel.
319, yep. Rollerball.
Yeah.
Rollerball.
Yep. Didn't they remake Rollerball?
Yeah, they did,
yes,
in some form. 847, You Light Up My Life.
Love it.
These are so good. 224, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Hey,
what?
Hey.
Yeah,
well,
there you go.
You know, though, that's an amazing movie, but here's the thing. No, I take it back. I was going to say we've never done an animated feature, but we did Care Bears movie and we did My Little Pony.
Speaking of Care Bears movie, I have to make a post note because I made a mistake. Dark Heart was not in the Care Bears movie.
No.
That's Care Bears movie 2.
You are right.
It was Nicholas was ended up
Nicholas,
becoming the bad guy
that
in
is
Care
correct.
Bears movie. Just had to put it out there.
Put it out there.
Nicholas,
sitting on that for
no.
like 30 minutes.
The last two here, 630 says Beastmaster,
yes,
and 708 says Human Centipede.
Oh, God.
No one needs to see that.
That would
We've
be fun
also
to
never
see.
Done a torture porn, which
yeah.
I think would be interesting.
All right, fine.
You know,
sign
these are
up.
Just ideas. We're just
Look,
we're spitballing
all of that,
ideas, guys.
With a few missteps,
moving,
I got to say, that is an idea factory right,
right?
there.
Dang, I mean,
right.
that's really good.
Yeah,
I have to
really
say
good.
That a great thank you so much to everybody who,
yes,
who texted in. That was amazing. okay, so you got to go see, if you want to see it actually executed, the film festival, it came from the Neo Futurarium 11, Rise of the Neo Futurarium. It's a one-night only stage reading of the worst films of the 20th century, created by longtime Neo Futurist Rachel Claff, who's in studio, and Josh Sigourin will be directing with Wild Claw Theater Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
That's right.
Which will be this Thursday, yep, and it's running. What are the other ones coming up this season?
Yeah, we've got on August 4th, we've got Wicked Woman from 1953, which is one David Kadesky, who
mm-hmm.
Sort of inspired the original conversation about this. He is coming to direct that. That's going to be fantastic. And then we are wrapping up on the 18th with Day of the Dolphin,
yep,
from 1973. You would think, given that it is a Mike Nichols directed film and starring George C.
Scott,
right, that they'd be on to something. However, it is
not
a film about George C. Scott teaching dolphins to speak and then realizing that he is part of a secret plan to use those dolphins to assassinate the president.
All
and
right,
I
good.
Am not kidding
that
when I say that.
In your world.
Yeah.
That
it
is
happened.
A thing that existed.
All right. Rachel, Josh, thanks so much for being here.
Absolutely.
Good luck with the festival. And you got to come back. We got to do it again.
I would love to.
Anytime.